The South was the last region to embrace the common school movement, as wealthy plantation owners saw little need to educate poor whites and opposed education for African Americans as a threat to slavery. Following the Civil War, African Americans provided critical leadership in the common school movement by making sacrifices. In demonstrating their commitment to education, former slaves opened a free school in Atlanta in 1865. They also held board membership until the 1870s to 1880s. The passage of the 14th Amendment granted former slaves citizenship rights, yet these rights were often denied. Although advances were made in literacy and the expansion of schooling following the end of the Reconstruction, there was an increase in Ku Klux Klan violence against African Americans and black codes which restricted the movement and activities of Americans of African descent. Jim Crow laws were also established. These laws required racial segregation in all aspects of social life, among both public and private establishments. Additionally, African Americans were disenfranchised from the full labor force, which is the law that kept them in the position of agricultural laborer.